This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Be a trucker, flash a trucker.
Hey, the light.
Also Puerto Rican.
What's up, mate?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on TikTok. We're on
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Google Podcasts. iHeart, Pandora, me say that. I don't know. We're everywhere, baby. We're everywhere. Google Midnight Paco Podcast.
And we'll come up.
Please subscribe.
Hit the like.
Yes.
And
notifications. Tell everybody.
Yeah, please. You know, and thanks for everybody that's been rocking with us.
Spread the word.
Please, please, please.
We love everybody.
We can't do this without you.
I mean, we can, but it won't be no good. We need listeners. We can just talk into the ethos, but we prefer you guys. Thank you. Share.
All that.
Mm-hmm. What up, dog?
You got it, man.
Do I?
Yes.
We did some comedy.
Yeah, we did some comedy. Great set tonight.
Thank you, sir. You had a good set, too.
Thank you, man.
You had a mic mishap.
I had technical difficulties. And yes. By me being a wannabe theater kid, even though I did like a couple of plays in elementary, I like to consider myself like, okay, the mic goes off, the show must go on, and I can speak loudly and clear enough for people to hear me without the mic. That's what I tried to do.
Yes. I preferred you got the mic working, though.
I do, too, but with my hands free, I felt like I could do more with my jokes.
Give me one of them headsets, like a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to go with?
But I would want the one with the brown mic sponge to match my skin. Yeah. Yeah. I said it. That's what I want.
You don't want it to match.
I wanted to try to match my skin.
You don't want, because then people are like, does he have a scar? Something's wrong with the side of his face. It looks like his face, but it's not his face.
It's like, yeah.
If you blend in like that, you don't want that.
He's mic'd up. Or I could, you know what? Like during the show.
Like a lapel mic.
Everybody, look, you know, I'll go up with my lapel mic.
And then cut the regular mic.
I'll just have my lapel mic on. And you guys can use the community microphone. I'll use my lapel.
I don't think so.
I'll turn it off when it's not my turn.
Wow.
Or I'll leave it on for better comedy.
I was about to say, that'd be some mic'd up shit like in the football games.
Yeah, like, you know what? They should mic you and I up, man.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they should. That'll be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
But if one of them was recording the show, but the audience couldn't actually hear it, but on the recording you can hear us being mic'd up.
Yeah.
That shit'll be gold.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
It'll be gold.
Like hear us talking about everything going on or some shit.
Like we always do.
Oh, wow. Oh, always.
Always do.
Always. Sometimes we laugh and people are like, what the hell?
We're laughing, but you know they probably think that we're laughing at the show, but we're normally laughing at something that either you said or something.
Yeah,
else. You know, but we don't do the loud chatter doing shows.
No.
I was actually,
they wouldn't be able to hear us talking. That's
no,
why
no,
that's
no.
The thing,
yeah. I was called out for doing that, and
yeah, you were.
I just wanted to say, never me. I'm the ones that respect the performers. I'm not going to ever be out talking loud. So if you hear noise in my direction, it's probably not me. I would walk away from a comic that's doing that.
Yeah. I mean, if we say something, we usually say something. It's not like a long, out, drawn conversation. We'll say something and then keep them, you know, sit back and watch the rest of the shit. You know, we don't really sit there and hold conversations. Mm-mm. Plenty of times people have come up to us and to where we sit and have conversations, and we could talk, but at the same time, it's like, all right, yeah.
Show's
about to start, you know. That's why we sit down in the audience, but we off to the cut, you know what I mean?
We in the cut, and even if you're out in another area and performers are on stage, I try to always be conscious of that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to disrupt the show in any way, shape, form, or fashion, no matter how you feel that the person on stage is doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, I agree. I'm better at trying not to go out and, you know, smoke break and stuff. But you know, I still do. Tonight I didn't. Oh,
good job.
I got it in. I don't know what it was, boy. I was whoo when I went in that bitch. I was feeling nice already.
Nice.
I was sitting there looking at everybody like, what am I gonna do?
I saw the audience and I was like, I had no plan, but I knew I was coming up. It seemed like, for some reason, it seemed like everybody was going through kind of quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Daniel, with his evil genius self, sped up the clock.
I'll tell you what, man, it's weird because, like, I didn't know what I was going to do. I kind of knew I wanted to do my, you know, my one bit with the Diddy bit. You know, those two kind of go hand in hand. I just like putting them. But, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, what can I do? And, like, so I did the one. In my mind, I know how long it was going to be. And I knew it was going to, like, I kind of was at a certain point in my material, my set, when I'm like, yeah, I got to add this last thing just to fill. And it's funny because I'm watching the clock, too. You know what I mean? I'm not used to watching the clock. And doing your material and trying, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to do all this and know where you're at in your set. And it's like weird.
Well, I guess the clock, watching the clock is a new muscle versus.
It's definitely a new muscle.
Yeah.
I don't mind it though because you know where you're at and it's almost like you can time out things better. Like tonight, I let every last laugh settle.
Good.
I tried to drag it because I knew this was.
It's not dragging when you allow people to laugh.
I get it.
Because, like, I don't know if you noticed, like, on my set, I stopped and let them marinate on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And what happened to me was what's supposed to happen. You just let it marinate. Let it sit.
Mm-hmm.
Make a facial expression, something in the crowd, like,
Yeah.
Be quiet, let them laugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, doing like little things, like, because certain points, like in the beginning where I say, like in the one bit where I say, now I don't know what any of this means, you know what I mean? I'm like this. A lot of times, like, people don't really, you know, they don't try, like it did tonight.
Because you paused for it.
Yeah.
You actually allowed time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it happens at moments, but it's like everything worked tonight like it's supposed to.
Because you allowed it to have time.
I think
time.
The crowd was, I like the crowd too.
The crowd
they like
was
the material,
good.
Because they like the material.
But at the same time, you
allowed it to happen
without just talking over the laughter because you know you got 5 minutes. Yeah. And like I honestly looked up and I saw zero across the board on the time. I was like, oh shoot, I'm out of time. And it seemed like they wanted to hear more.
I mean, if you would have had the mic in your hand, probably, for sure.
Well, I heard them say, like, I was like, ah, I'm out of time. And they was like, oh.
Yeah. It sucks because you know the difference. You know what I mean? It's like, it went from, like, everyone was really, and then when it went, you know what I mean? You kept their attention because you heard laughter.
Oh, yeah.
But it just, it sucked for, like, me because it's so, like, to hear it amplified. You know what I mean? It's always.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like.
I know, it happened and you just wanted to continue on. I get it.
I wanted to continue on and I wanted to see
if I could. Instead of sitting there messing with the mic, I get it.
And I wanted to see if I could project my voice.
Well, you did. No, you did a great job. I mean, even with your bits and everything worked. I mean, everything went good. It's just, it's like. I think next time.
I need a lapel.
Yeah. Or just do everything, you know, make sure. Stop, you know, and just. Because I've had it where the cord comes out.
Yeah.
And you know me, I don't know, shit. You're up there and you're like.
I was like, look, I ain't got time for that.
You should.
I hung the mic up.
Oh, dude, the one time with Dan. I think Daniel was hosting the last time. And, like, the cord came out. I put it in. And then it felt like the mic still didn't want to, like, stay, like, connected. So I'm up there the whole time kind of, like, holding it. And then when he came up, he was like, I don't know what's going on with this here. I gave it to him to fix it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing with this, bitch.
Hey, you know. It was a great night of comedy. It had a great crowd. Yeah, you know, people came to laugh. Yeah. Even though they may have been there for other people, they still came to laugh.
Yeah. They didn't shut down. Yeah, that was the good thing. They didn't shut down, which I liked. Mm-hmm. No, it was cool. But there was a lot of, it was good. There's learning moments in this. Because like I said, dude, I was feeling, and the whole time I'm sitting at the audience, I'm like, oh boy, I don't even want. How do you? And then I was just like, in my head, I'm blanking on all my shit. Like, oh boy, get it together. I had a couple sips, not that that helps, but I was like, ooh, I'm balanced. Okay, I'm good. Okay, let's rock. Silly as fuck. But that's where it goes. And then, like you said, you know, once you're called, boom. It was actually kind of like a weird night, too, because we had a bunch of like some new people.
Were they new?
A couple new ones.
I mean, the some people that I thought was new, they knew who I was.
Well, no, yeah, because I knew the one. Yeah, yeah. We just haven't, you know, seen him a lot. But, yeah, no. But, no, that one dude with the outer body, Demon.
Oh, Demon. That was my first time seeing Demon.
Yeah, but I guess he's been doing it quite a bit.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. I think about being able, you know, going up there and like, you know, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, I mean, I don't think about doing it, but it's like, that's a whole nother thing. You know what I mean? That's an act.
What are you talking about?
To go up there and, you know, and act like you're something else. Just doing what, like, even like these motherfuckers.
Ventriloquists.
Those.
When you're high.
I was going to say transvilliquist.
Yeah, transvilliquist when you're high.
What the fuck? Yeah, those things.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Right. Ventriloquist.
Who?
Ventriloquist.
Chinchillas?
Ventriloquists.
Ventriloquists?
Ventriloquists.
Yeah.
The ones that do this.
You could do it. All you need is a sock.
And you have the ability to talk like this, like, you know, like clearly, I can't do that.
Why?
because I haven't tried to do it.
It sounds muffled.
It sounds muffled.
Like, yeah, motherfucker.
Like you have a sock in your mouth.
Oh, you got to smile and mispronounce words.
Yeah, all day.
Like, what the suck? I'm a horrible ventriloquist.
Of course, me. Yeah.
I suck at this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But do that. Uh-huh. But, you know, to go up there with a set based off of that premise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like double work.
Yeah.
Instead of just going up there talking about yourself, you have to go up there as a persona.
As two people.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
If it works, it works. Yeah, I guess. You know, if it works, it works. That's just like.
Just do it.
That's
beauty. But he wasn't a ventriloquist.
No,
a demon took over him.
Yeah.
He was a comedy demon.
Yeah. But you still have to act a part. Is what I'm saying.
I don't know if he was acting.
I mean, he couldn't have been.
He transformed.
He could have been. Or could not have
like,
been.
Like he took up like 2 minutes of his time.
Transforming?
Yeah.
I mean, but once he came.
This is my thing. You got 5 minutes. Pause. You got 5 minutes. I said no you got 5 minutes. And you know, God bless the host. He's waiting for you to get on the mic and say something. That's when he starts the time. He's great for that. I watched him do it.
Oh yeah, he'll let you go.
Yeah, but I think you should not have time to go up there, take a sip, put down your notebook, set your timer. No, when he introduces your name, that's when your time starts. And if you're transforming into a demon, or if you're just setting up and moving the stool over and moving the mic and all that other stuff, your time is ticking. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but he was off on the right time.
Huh?
He's a professional. He was off by 5 minutes.
I'm just saying, like, I wasn't just talking about him. I'm just talking about period.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as your name is introduced, your time should start. I don't care if you're taking a sip of beer or you're moving the stand, the stool over.
Restart my time.
Yo, hey, yo.
Restart my time.
No. Absolutely not.
No, yeah.
And plus, it was a lot of comedians tonight, and it went by like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it went pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I had a good time, man. It's fun. You know, a lot of people not there no more, though. It's wild. It's wild how you see people there.
Listen, everybody. In your city.
It's crazy.
Support live comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could look at your Netflix or your Hulus or your... Tubi's anytime.
Anytime. They're on demand.
Yeah. If you see somebody's doing something live, go see it. Go support. You never know when you could be looking at the next big thing on TV. You know, you could go and get a discounted price. Like, you could see all those guys that, you know, that performed with us, along with us, for what? These are open mics. What, $7? Is that how much it costs?
I think it's $6.
Six or $7 at the club that we perform.
But
just check your local city, wherever you are.
Yeah.
And I mean,
they may have free ones at the club.
Yeah. Check.
We know some
check
clubs.
To see who's performing or, you know, when the open mics is, and support your local company because you don't know who's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah. Especially if a comedian's performing in that city, they may want to go to a club and work out, and they may be at that open mic. You know what I mean?
So, you never know.
Yeah, you never know who you can meet or see, you know. So it's definitely, I mean, support it anyway.
I mean, and then, you know, and I'm not going to drop any names or anything, but it's some people that you may not care for personally, but they have undeniable acts, very unique to the craft, undeniable.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. I can't take that away. It's some, you know, you'll see some of those too.
May
suck as a human.
Yeah.
But their performances are good.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Or very unique and good at the same time.
Yep.
You know.
I mean, a lot of people that are serious about it, you know, the problem is, you know, we talked about it. People are in it for, like, their own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some may feel it's, like, me versus everybody, you know, or just once they get us to a certain status or a certain point, they start to change to a different person. You know what I'm saying? And start feeling like, oh, I'm better than you or above you. And it's, I mean, you can feel that way, which is fine, but, you know, it's a terrible way to go about anything.
You know, my whole thing is just match my damn energy when I approach you. If I'm excited to see you, goddamn it, be excited to see me.
I mean, you don't have to be, because if they look, man, because I know people talk about us. I haven't heard anything, but I know they do. Just because we know other people talk, and you know,
that's human nature.
It's human nature. So I know people say stuff. I mean, to be honest, I mean, they could talk about maybe what we talk about in comedy. That's really about it. But they can't say that we don't get that. You know what I mean? They can't say that we're terrible or whatever. I mean, they can. I guess it's subjective. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But I just hate to see it, because it's like we're all trying to do the same thing. Nobody's stepping on nobody's toes. Nobody's trying to do anything. We came in here with a purpose. You know, once we both were like, oh, we're both going to do comedy, cool. You know what I mean? It's like, well, fuck, why don't we do the podcast? I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Well, when you wanted to do the podcast, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's do the podcast.
That was just a no-brainer. You know what I mean? Considering both of our, you know, what we've always kind of liked to do, like, or thought about doing, like, is a dream job or some shit like that, you know, to have
interview
you know,
people, to talk to people.
Me to voice my opinion and voice talk your shit. Opinion, but
or ask questions. Because I got questions. Some questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
A lot of questions.
I got a lot of questions, sure. Too. Like, it's like, you know, for example, like, everybody has a right to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a female and you like other females and you want to be, like, the stud.
The stud. Yeah.
Then commit. I think you should commit. I mean, so what that means is,
I was gonna say, what does that entail? How do you commit?
Well, let me just say, all right, you're a female, you like other females.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So you're wearing the male clothes, you're wearing the male cologne, you take on our personality, right?
Yeah.
If you get into another disagreement with another female, you don't break character. Meaning, like, if y'all have a disagreement and y'all see each other again, y'all not supposed to be rolling eyes at each other. Because that's not what we do.
That's not what dudes do.
We don't. I don't see you and roll my eyes at, you know, somebody. Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, there goes somebody I don't like, and I'm rolling my eyes like, bitch, motherfucker. You know, I ain't doing that. You know, like, we don't do that. So I'm like saying, like, if you're going to be a stud chick, commit to that shit. Don't be rolling your eyes at people you have disagreements with. We don't do that.
I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Be a dude.
And say what?
You don't say nothing. You see him, you might mug him and be like,
like this.
Yeah, like, you see him and be like, yeah, okay, there you go with your stank ass. You know what
your
mean?
Stank ass.
Yeah, I want you to know that I see you. Yeah, what's up?
So you break character. You don't.
No, you don't. You'll be like, you'll give him a stank face. Like, you don't be like,
I mean, I guess it.
Commit. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Commit to that shit.
I mean, I guess.
If you're gonna be a dude, be a dude.
I mean, be a dude. But you know what's crazy? Both being dudes, but they both get penetrated in some form or fashion.
See, fuck!
I mean, am I wrong? That's what they, I mean.
I don't know.
I mean, unless.
I tried to pry.
Unless it's scissors.
Scissors.
Scissors. Damn, scissors. How do you all do time. That? Robin?
Scissorly?
Yeah, you just rub. Like, and they just do this.
That's the thing? I mean, I really don't know. Let me know. That's a thing?
Google. If you Google Google machines.
What do I put
female
in?
Female scissoring.
Well, I'm not going to do it on my phone. I'm going to do it on your phone. I'm not going to do that on my phone.
Just
fan.
Go to your other bloody search engine, Pornhub, and put scissoring.
Not on my phone.
Not on your phone.
I'll do it on the library phone. Not on my phone. There's already enough weird things on my phone.
Does he want to add lesbian scissoring?
Is that what you search?
I mean, that's probably what you want to get good ones.
You said to get new ones?
Good ones. Got to narrow it down the search to what you want. Categories. Got tons of them. Tons of categories.
Right on.
You got to see what's out there, people.
For that's what the internet is for.
Yeah, because sometimes, look, ladies, I get it. I don't like balls either.
So you don't like balls? I would hope not.
Again, ladies.
I suppose you like your own.
I mean, I don't even care for my own. I have them. They're there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not support this side, that side of the Midnight Pocket Podcast. I love everything that I have, and I want to keep them.
Oh, yes, I want to keep my balls. But what I'm saying is like, I don't like, ooh, balls. I have balls. I like balls because I don't want to say, ooh, I like those balls. I don't want to have an affiliation with balls. So I love my balls, of course, and I try to take care of my balls. However, I get it, ladies. Nobody likes balls.
I think they do.
I mean, girls are like balls, like to grab balls and hold balls.
I just think they do.
You think what?
I think they like them.
Who, lesbians?
No.
Who?
Ladies. I think ladies like them.
I mean, I don't...
I think you like them. Let us know in the comments if you like them.
I don't think they think they look good.
I mean, I think they like them, though.
I think they have to like them.
I think it's a part of the act. Like, if you're in the act, you want to feel them or to know that they're there.
Well, yes. But they don't just say, let me see your balls. Cocks and balls aren't cute or handsome. Or, you know, they're not. But vaginas and female parts are nice, so I get it. I understand. But bottom line, at the end of it all, they're still getting fucked by something. All right.
Without balls?
I mean, sometimes they're attached to it.
Oh, they have toys with balls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do. And they stick them.
What do they stick them to?
They stick them to the walls. They stick them to the floor. They have fun. Females have fun with toys. Thank you, and continue to use them and post them online for free. For the world to see.
So, okay. Right on, Jay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, feminism. Your body, your choice. You do what you want to do. Just know you're...
So are you promoting the toys with balls?
Oh, no, I'm just saying do what you want to do. I watch them whenever they ride. I don't care. They balls, ballless. They have half torsos they ride.
Half torso
with balls attached. Yeah, like it's actually their torso with just the no legs, no arms, no head, penis.
And torso.
So like this part of you down to your penis.
Right on.
And they ride it.
So when you're looking up this type of porn...
No, you just look riding dildos and you'll see, you know, there's all types of variations.
That's all? That's all you look up?
Basically, yeah, because that's all I like to really see. Sometimes I don't want a dude in that, you know, in the picture. I ain't trying to see no other dude's cock, you know. Not in the mood to see that. I just want to see her butthole bouncing on that... Whatever. You know.
Right on, Jay.
I mean, you ask how. I mean, you just put in, I mean, fucking, all you gotta do is hit categories. Trust me, something there is probably there. the crazy shit that's on there. The crazy shit that is on there. You're like, wow.
Categories.
And then the amount of different female. I mean, it's amazing. Because you're like, there's no way this chick should be doing. It'd be like somebody you would see at, like, I won't say school because obviously they're older than that. But somebody you would see and you're like, she shouldn't be like. Like, she looks like a nice girl. Like, you wouldn't think this chick would be doing that. And she shoves something this big in her butthole. Like, this big. Super big, people. Like a basketball. Not, maybe not that round, but football. Crazy. The things people can fit in their bodies. And I know they have babies. I get it. Big babies. But wow. Wow. It's amazing. How do you find out you can fit that in you? I mean, I guess a little at a time, right? Like, it's just like, yep. Okay. Let's move on.
What about them Browns?
Yeah, boo. Football season is about to begin. Great transition. I'm excited,
though. Go Browns.
No. I heard a woof. I heard a woof. Woof.
Anything sounds better than the sound of the squealer.
It's oh, like, yeah, mama, squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm in fear from the
squeaking from of the long arm of the squeak, law. Squeak. Pittsburgh Squealers. Yeah. Oh my.
Boy, when that shit comes on.
Boy, when that black and yellow comes on, I instantly think of,
dude,
I can use a rag to shine my tires in between my rims.
It's a good rag to use.
That's the terrible towel.
The best, it's the best.
The terrible towel is the best thing for your rims and accessories.
It is the best. It's one of the best quality the best. Towels. It's and then the you can wave it as the, while you're
Nobody
working.
Wants to wave it.
Yes.
No. No. It's so terrible. Good. It's called terrible because it is terrible. It's
so good.
It's not good. It's terrible. That's why it's called the terrible towel.
No, it brings terror. That's why.
It stinks. When people be like, It's a funk all over the stadium. Wherever you wave a terrible towel, it smells terrible. It smells like it should be called the shitty towel.
No, sir.
Like, shit, shit, shit. We like shit.
Woo hoo. Boy, I can't wait, man. We got Aaron Rodgers. Our defense is fucking stout as shit. Our offense is ready to rock. Boy, I can't. This is going to be great. I'm excited.
Go Browns.
I ain't never seen a Steeler team like this before in my life, boy. They never spent money like this to get, like, especially a quarterback. I mean, last year they had Russell Wilson.
I heard rumors.
Which
one? And I hope it's terribly not correct.
What happened?
That you guys might be getting Shador. If you do.
No.
If you get Shador, I'm quitting football forever.
No, that's not going to happen.
I heard that rumor.
That's not a good rumor. I mean, I'd be awesome. We'll take him as a backup. They traded Kenny Pickett. They're not getting rid of him. You hear that? The Browns already traded Kenny Pickett, so he ain't going nowhere.
Going to Pittsburgh?
No. I think they sent him to the Raiders, actually. So I think on the Browns roster, they got Joe Flacco, that Gabriel, and Shador. I think they may have another one, don't they?
Yeah.
I think on the practice squad or something, but nope, you're good. He ain't going nowhere. Trust me, they ain't making that move. Boy, they would get eight alive. Because trust me, Steelers ain't going to give up nothing because if they're trading them, you know what I mean, obviously. So, nah. Dude, people be putting some lying shit on like social media all the time. Like, they said that we were getting that Thomas, the DTR, or whatever. He was their quarterback last year, or whatever the case.
That was going to Pittsburgh?
That Dorian Thompson, or whatever.
Going to Pittsburgh?
No, actually, he went to Philly, I think, as a backup. He went from the Browns to Philly, and then they said something about him coming to Pittsburgh, but it's like, no, we already have so many quarterbacks.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't wait. I'm excited, man. It sucks I got to buy the NFL ticket again, though. You know what I mean? Just to have, like, all the Steeler games at my fingertips whenever I want.
Yeah, what a waste of money.
And not worry about having to go anywhere. Do cost efficient? Because anytime I used to – I figured it out. Because anytime we used to go watch a game for two people, because you know me, you know, you're drinking, you're eating. That's $80 a week. You pay a couple of those, you got the NFL ticket, you know.
First of all, a beer at the stadium is what, $18?
Oh, at least 15, 10, wow. 15.
I'm in the wrong business.
I mean, concessions is, that's where they get you. Dude, we were at a concert, I think a Tall Boy of Heineken.
$15
easy. I think it was 15. Yeah, I think it was 15. I'm like, I can get this for like a dollar or something.
When you and I was out, it was $13, I think.
Oh, at the
Agora.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't even a beer, our first choice of beer.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, because they didn't have Heineken.
It was like $13 for a can of Happy Slaps.
Happy Slaps.
Like, we don't have that. All we have is Happy Slaps. I'm like, well, shit, fuck it.
All right, give us Happy Slaps.
Give us two cans of Happy Slaps. It's fucking $26 for two cans of Happy Slaps. It's like, what the fuck, yo?
What the fuck, yeah.
Jeez, I'm in the wrong business.
I mean, you got to own the building and everything, too. That's why, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
That's an upcharge.
Well, it's definitely an upcharge.
For a can that costs a dollar or something, or maybe no more.
That's the problem, is because we already know at the gas station down the street, you can get that same motherfucking can for fucking almost $2, $3. You know, it used to be like $1.95 for a Tall Boy. I don't know what it is now, but I know it was only like $2. It wasn't that much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, you got a super upcharge.
Man.
Because of the venue. Because of a concert. You know what I'm saying? It's wild.
Yo, Erie, PA.
Yo.
If you guys enjoyed the show that we had and you want to see another one, call the SeaWorld Stadium.
Yeah, do that.
Tell them you want to see another. Call them and say, when's the next comedy show? Matter of fact, anywhere from all over the world, call the SeaWolf Stadium.
Yeah.
And ask them, when is the next comedy show? It's in Erie, PA, and it's the SeaWolf Stadium. In Erie, PA. The Erie SeaWolves. Call them and ask them. Tell them you want tickets to the SeaWolf show. No,
don't say that.
Not the SeaWolf show.
Bro. No.
You want to see another Midnight Paco Presents show, comedy show at the SeaWolf Stadium Clubhouse. Just ask. Flood their phones.
Flood their phones.
Make a video of this. Let's get the number.
Let's call them right now.
Yeah. Here.
No, don't do that.
Yeah? Don't do it? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I won't do it.
Yeah.
I'll just look it up anyway.
You can Google it. People out there can Google it. Trust me, if they're listening to this, they can do that. They're intelligent people.
I know they are.
They're intelligent folks.
Especially our Midnight Paco viewers. They are smart as fuck.
Yeah, because they know better.
They smart as hell. But yeah, if you just call the SeaWolf Stadium, man. Ask them when the next Midnight Paco comedy show is. If you want to see it. If you missed it last time. Yeah. Who are you, me? The fuck?
Yes, I am. Yes.
I just want to do my comedy.
I mean, look, man. We'll get venues all over that place.
What's my man's name? Oh. Don't say his name, but you know what I'm talking about. Dude that owns half of Erie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, We'll be coming.
We'll be in contact.
Yeah, we'll be reaching out to you.
You know, we need to get going, especially for next year, because obviously this year it's a wrap, but the Midnight Paco Golf Tournament.
I mean, I feel you on that, but right now, at the stage that I am right now, I would be an embarrassment to the Midnight Paco because I haven't been on the green. I haven't hit any balls. I don't have any proper clubs right now. I mean, I feel like I've got to get proper golf lessons. I feel like I cannot host a golf tournament and I suck. I feel like I got to get my game up. I mean, I'm with you. I want to do it. I mean, I have fun playing golf. I really do. I just want to be better at it.
I got you. So do I. I'm not great. I'm not good.
But you played this year.
A couple times.
I didn't play at all this year. I didn't go to the range and hit any balls. I didn't even do that.
That's bad.
It is bad.
Did you go to the range and shoot?
Yes. That's only because I have a membership.
Yeah, but you don't need a membership to go hit balls.
I gotta do stuff for my mental.
I got you, dog. I got you. I just love it. I just love the end. I knew I was gonna hear it. Yes. Not like that, but yes.
Yes.
Good. Gotta be trained. Gotta be trained.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just.
I need to go. You know. But I go to the gym for my mental.
That's cool. Everybody got their own thing.
I need a heavy bag in this bitch.
I can see you. Unless you have it on a free standing thing.
Yeah, I gotta drill it into the ceiling somewhere.
No. No. That's no. Hard to get evicted. You gotta drill my heavy bag into the ceiling so I could pull down my upstairs neighbor's floor down to the ground.
Only if I have a bad day.
No, what you need to do is get Punchy back in this bitch.
Punchy. Yeah, no. There's not enough room in this bitch for fucking activities.
Oh, yes it is. If Punchy was right there, I guarantee you everybody will slap or punch the shit out of him every time they come
every
in.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like, my security.
Hello, Punchy.
Hello, Punchy.
Why are you looking at me like that? Pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow. They get a few licks in. They get their training every time.
I couldn't resist. Every time I saw him, I had to punch him or slap him.
And then he took put his hats on him.
Oh, yeah. He used to wear my
jackets and hats.
Jackets and hats. Shit. Yeah. Shout out to Punchy. I miss Punchy.
Shout out to Punchy.
I miss Punchy. Where is he?
Well,
Punchy died.
Punchy had to die.
Damn.
And we had to get rid of Punchy.
We got to get another Punchy.
Transport.
Hey, if you guys want to donate to the Punchy Fund.
Punchy Fund.
Yeah. What is he called? What's his official name?
I mean, I don't know.
Practice Dummy or something?
That, what was it? I thought it was B.O.B.
Bob?
Something.
I'm going to look up Punch Bob. He came right up. Punch Bob. He's Desktop Punch Bob. You can buy a desktop?
Desktop.
Man, just imagine if he was on your desk, you'd be punching him every day.
I mean, he'd have to be at least this big, though. Not that little bitch ass, like. Statuette type thing.
Punch Bob. Professional. I'm going to look up professional.
Oh, shoot.
Professional size Punch Bob.
It's going to be a real dude named Bob. You going to punch me?
Yeah, go ahead. Give us your best shot. Oh, shit. He got clothes and outfits and shit.
What?
He got arms? You could get arms for Punchy?
Oh, yeah, because you could try to practice like jujitsu and shit, like moves.
B.O.B. Body Opponent Bag.
Body Opponent Bag.
B-O-B-X-L Punch. You know what? We should start, a wish list on Amazon for Midnight Paco and put Punchy on that bitch. Let's see how much punch he is.
Our warehouse studio.
Whoa, wait a minute, man.
First.
419?
No.
Shit. Punchy ain't cheap.
I don't think we paid $419 for that.
Damn, at Dick's.
Damn.
It's a Century Bob XL body opponent bag.
They're raking in trying to maximize.
They trying to
off that MMA shit.
I didn't know he was. Well, here's the torso. Let me see. Let's see. How much is he? That's like the one you had, right?
Yeah.
$369? Punch is expensive.
I may have paid at least close to $300, but I don't know. It was almost $400. I don't think it was that.
He don't get you high. He don't give you happy endings and nothing.
Nothing. He just stands there in your way, and you just elbow him every time you walk by his ass. I mean, it helps you with frustrations and such, but I think
well, this punchy back. Looks like he was made a little, different from yours, because look at his back. Yours had like
bolts
yeah. all through his back, and this guy got two bolts.
I don't know.
I would punch the shit out of him. His bolts would be disconnected.
Well, yeah, because they were already like, because you had like four on each side, I think, for the old one. Yeah,
you got to put water in the base.
Yeah,
or sand.
It's just heavy though.
Water or sand.
Yeah. Preferably water, though. You can drain that bitch out into a fucking, basement, So yeah. Wherever it's, stored or kept, it's probably easier to transport. Dude, them bitches are heavy.
I'll punch the shit out of him. If he was in here right now, I'd be punching the shit out of him.
I know, and the best is you put his ass at a different height.
I tried, he was my height. What? No, he wasn't quite my height.
You could put him up to your height, though.
You could?
Yeah.
Are you trying to kick me in the head?
Yep.
Damn.
I can't do splits.
Fuck.
Can't get my leg up.
I had no idea.
I can't get my leg up. I'm like, fuck, I'm just gonna kick him in the shin. Fuck them shins up.
I just think as long as you do something to, keep yourself moving. Keep the body moving,
But it's a different thing when you're actually practicing striking or doing stuff like that.
You have to, because yeah. You're in a situation and you have to throw a punch, and you haven't thrown a punch since high school, that'd be awkward as hell.
Yeah, it's like motherfuckers running and breaking their leg or
fucking, pulling something.
I mean, yeah, pulling's one, but people run and snap their shit because they just ain't done it in like so long. Their shit's been,
That's crazy.
It's crazy, man. Mm-mm. It's crazy. You see the one comedian, Tom Segura, a few years ago now, but he was... They were trying to dunk, and when he went up, his leg snapped, and when he fell, he fucking fractured his arm.
Oh, wow.
He was like fucked up. Yeah.
Damn.
Trying to just dunk a ball, like just fucking around. He had done it, as I want to say, a couple times prior to that. And then when he went up to do it the second time, the way he went up, it just snapped. And fuck, I think
I'm 50 years old, you think that you're going to do something mentally, and then your body was like, nah, son.
Yeah.
That ain't what we doing. That's not what we doing right now.
Tick-tock. Your time's been up.
Yeah, you haven't worked this muscle. How dare you ask me to do a roundhouse kick? Who do you think you are? Are you crazy? You haven't did a spinning kick in over 20 years.
You're going to pull all your back muscles, your hammy, your fucking can't even get your leg all the way
up. I
used
to do a jumping spinning kick just because I thought it was cool to do. I did it in my suits because I was working at a place to wear suits all the time. I think The Matrix just came out and the Smith dude was doing all those karate moves with his suits on. And I was like, why can't I? I wear suits. Let me try to do it too. And I was doing it. That was 20 years ago.
20?
Or maybe, yeah.
I was going to say you were 30.
Well, yeah, at 30, you got to still stay popping. I'm 50. So, yeah, I was doing it like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I guess I was still doing my backhand spring.
I never could do a backhand spring. But I was still doing spinning kicks, though. I would jump up and do a spinning kick. I don't know who would be taller than me that I would be fighting, but... Why I had to jump. And I am 6'1". I always thought the roundhouse kick was a sweet kick to do, and I used to practice it all the time. And I also used to do flying dragon kicks too when I was way younger, because I thought those were cool kicks to do too.
I did the Power Ranger kick.
Power Ranger kick?
Yeah.
Is that like a flying dragon kick?
It was a kick where he came around with the knee first, then you come around with a roundhouse type kick.
Yeah. I mean, all those kicks are cool.
You should be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I'm not going to try it now.
I am.
Well, you're not 50 yet. Do it right now.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, do it now.
No, I'm going to hurt something.
No, you're not.
Dude, because all my hips are tight as fuck, dude. Like, I used to stretch all the time for sports. All the time. And I was never flexible.
I've never been flexible. I've never been one of those people that can do the stretches and, sitting down and touching your toes.
Yeah.
Straight legs, touching. I never was able to do that, even as a kid. I never was that flexible, and I hated everybody that was, but it's okay.
I mean, I always got close, and, like, when I sit down and bring my hands, like, I can bring my knees to my head to my knees and my hands all the way down and stretch like that. But when it comes to going this way, like, split-wise, not a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance. Something with these hammies, boys, or whatever, boy, they are tight as suck, dude.
And they're attached to your, you know what.
Yeah, let's get your, so you do butterflies and shit, trying to stretch out your groin
I've
and shit.
I've tried to do them, but I've seen people that had the hip abductors or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had it way out here.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? No, click, 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 click.
I wanted to get one of those things where you could sit there like Jean-Claude and fucking stretch out my shit and do splits while I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Just to flex it, you know, stretch it.
I don't think there's any way or any need for any heterosexual male to ever be in that position. That's just my opinion.
No, but I want the flexibility so I can fuck better.
For what?
So you put your leg up like this and be able to downward. There's things you can do with a flexible dog. Kuma Sutra.
Right on, Jay. On that note, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Right.
This dude got a website. Tell them all about it, man.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Please check it out. I need to update it. I'm so sorry. I think the episodes have been like 15 ago. This is so bad. But we have all the other episodes previous on there. So I got Cool C's page up on that piece where you can check out his. Got all his links up in that piece. So, you know, check it out. Hit subscribe. Hit like. Tell everybody about the episodes. We love you all. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.